Joining us live in studio as well, Richard Huntsman with Star Valley Little League Baseball, heading into year number two this summer. Rich, how's it going today?
Good, Duke. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about that progression. Let's go back one calendar year, Richard, and where things stood. Kind of make a snapshot in your mind, and then coming up on this next year, what are some things you felt like that the organization was able to accomplish in that year?
I think the biggest thing we were able to get was just kids loving baseball. We have a lot of kids that played last year, a lot that are really excited to join us again this year. It was really fun to see baseball being played in Star Valley.
And it happened. I mean, that's yeah. Right. I mean, there's so much work that goes in behind the scenes. You and a handful of other parents that volunteer and put it all together, and officials and coaching and uniforms. I mean, the whole everything that goes into the first year of a program. I mean, what was that like to just? I mean, for you to see it all come together like that.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was definitely a lot of work. We had a lot of help, but it was a lot of nights spent at the baseball field. We were the grounds crew. We were painting the field. We were out there. We were picking up uniforms. But we had great support. Had a lot of parents telling us they wish they'd known about it after they saw what we were doing. And to see these boys and one girl that played with us get better and better each week, it was a lot of fun.
Well, I guess that kind of takes me into this next year. What are some things you'd like to accomplish now in the next 12 months?
Yeah, so we're excited to add a senior division this year. So in Little League, the upper divisions for 13 to 16-year-old. So we could even get some high schoolers out there playing some baseball, which would be awesome. That team will get to go to the state tournament in July. And then last year we took one all-star team to the regional tournament over in Grable. This year we're hoping to take two. We can take a 10 and under team, and then we can take our bigger all-star team to that tournament as well. This year will be held in Pinedale. So yeah, we're just hoping to expand and just get bigger and bigger.
Absolutely. So I want to start with the older age group that you're adding this year. So how does that all work? And I mean, what kind of time commitment and practice is scheduled? I mean, is it? I'm assuming it's maybe a little more intense than the 8-year olds are going to be, right?
Yeah, we're going to encourage our coaches to be practicing 3-4 times a week. They probably won't play quite as many games as the younger kids because it's going to be more of a travel team. But we're going to try to arrange some games with Bear Lake and Jackson, Bridger Valley, try to keep things a little more local. But, yeah, we're hoping to send that team to the tournament ready to go and to compete like we did last year in our first year. So, yeah, it's going to be a time commitment, but they're playing legit baseball at that level. They can lead off. They can slide head first. You know, all the things we can't do with the younger kids. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
You mentioned you had some parents that were maybe feeling a little like, oh, we just missed out on this. What are some things that maybe someone listening to that, maybe they've been waiting that year or whatever, or they're just hearing it this morning. How can they get involved if this interests them?
Yes, the easiest thing is go to our website. It's just starvalleybaseball.com, and that's where our registration link will be. Registration is opening this Sunday. It'll run for 2 weeks. We've tried to keep the prices down so that everyone's able to participate. The kids get a cool hat, cool jersey. I see these kids wear these jerseys to school all the time. So it's a lot of fun. So, yes, starvalleybaseball.com is the easiest way to get info for us.
So just to reiterate that, I mean, we're in the middle of February, and I don't think baseball is on a lot of minds quite yet, but registration is open this upcoming Sunday, right?
Yeah. Hey, I figure spring training's going. Pitchers and catchers are there, so we better start up too. And it just gives us enough time to really figure out how many kids we have, all the stuff we're going to need to get our sponsors lined up, you know, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we got to register pretty early. We're actually late compared to most leagues around the state. They've already registered.
You've been around this and obviously had a passion for it coming into the area, but are there some things that maybe, as you kind of plow the road, so to speak, on this that have surprised you, or some things that have kind of cropped up that you weren't expecting?
What surprised me the most has been the support we got, because, you know, baseball hasn't been a big thing in Star Valley, and just how many parents were so passionate about baseball and willing to help and get their kids out there. And then, like I said, just seeing how well these kids did. And in the first year, we saw huge improvements throughout the season. I mean, Duke, you were out there. You saw how these boys changed.
So much.
So much. I mean, your boy was one of my favorite players on my team because he would do anything we asked him to. And it was just so fun to watch them get better and better each week.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll agree with that. And you also mentioned the kind of the work that it takes, though, behind the scenes to make it all click. So if a parent wants to be more involved than just as a parent, I'm sure you're taking that too, right?
Yeah, well, we added more board members this year. We had some parents step up, so now we have 7 on our board, which is awesome. Give us more support that way. And then, yeah, any parent that wants to help, we need umps, we need coaches. Any support a parent's willing to give, we'll take it.
Let's look at this like in a scope of 5 years. 5 years from now. Sorry, I guess I'm being Mr. History today, but 5 years from now, where would you like to see everything at?
Yeah, I would love to see us expanded across the whole valley where we've got 6-8 teams going just here in the valley. We're sending teams to these tournaments. We're playing districtly, and I would love to see this grow into a Legion team for the older kids. More and more towns around the state are adding Legion baseball. I kind of said it last year when I came on. I do see the state adding baseball as a high school sport within the next handful of years, I hope. And so I would love to see Star Valley built up, ready to go if that does happen, that we could maybe put together even a high school team in the future if the state adds it.
You know, I think some of our listeners may be familiar with the Jackson League, the youth league there that some Star Valley kids have actually traveled up. Yep. And every year we have 2, 3, 4 kids from Star Valley play baseball in Jackson. How is this league similar or different to what they're doing in Teton County?
Yeah, so what they're doing up there, for the most part, it's Legion Ball. That's a separate organization. But that's where you hear about, like, the state tournaments that go on for baseball in the summers. That's Legion Ball. So that's usually about 13 to 17, I guess. And so, yeah, they play a lot of games. Like, we played a Jackson team last year with our All-Star team, and it was their 31st game they'd played that summer. It was our All-Star team's first game they had played that summer. But it was fun to kind of get that rival, that Teton Lincoln County rivalry going in baseball.
As you talk to the kids and get some of their feedback, what's some of the favorite things that they've enjoyed?
It was funny to see, like, all these kids when they first came out. I think a lot of them had never played baseball, and say really got a taste for what it's like to be out there, to get pitched at, to get thrown at, to get beaned, and so, like, everything was just new to these kids, and to see them just grow each week, just get excited about a 4-run game, that they come back from. We had a grand slam win last year, walk off grand slam in one game. Just the excitement that these kids had was awesome.
They love that it's, you mentioned they still wear the jerseys. I mean, these are MLB replica jerseys, and so they're playing as the Orioles or the Braves, and it really takes it, it makes them feel like they're playing real baseball, right? That's a big part of it.
Yeah, I'm already getting asked from these kids, what are the teams going to be this year? I said, I don't know, but no Yankees. That's my only rule.
Yes.
As a league president, yes. That's my only rule.
And I also just throw this in there as a Rockies fan, please no Rockies. We need to build up the kids' confidence.
yeah, I would love to. I kind of want to get a Rockies team, just a local, just to get some support for there. But yeah, I know what you're saying, Dal. It's kind of it's just a misery in ask there to get some kids rooting for the Rockies.
Since I'm kind of looking down the road, we talk about this 5-year thing, and this is a little off, maybe adjoining topic, but we've had guests on the show multiple times talking about the future of a major league team in the region and in the Salt Lake area, and how they're shovel ready. They're ready to go. Do you feel like does that come up at all with the kids or among the organization and people just kind of talking around?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how aware the kids are of it. I am. I'm constantly flown whether we get some baseball in Salt Lake, because I would be a season ticket holder if we had a team that close. I would love to see. I mean, baseball is one of the fastest growing sports right now. I just love seeing it grow.
That's Richard Huntsman in studio, Star Valley Little League Baseball. And again, registration opens this Sunday, and it's open for 2 weeks is all, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
So hop online, get registered starting Sunday at starvalleybaseball.com. That's starvalleybaseball.com. There's contact info there as well if you want to reach out and be more involved with the league and sponsorships and everything like that. So, Rich, anything we missed?
No, Duke, just anyone that wants to help us out, anyone that could ump, could coach, even if you don't have a kid involved, we need all the help we can get to make this thing grow. So appreciate you having me.
It's Richard Huntsman, Star Valley Little League Baseball. Registration opens this Sunday at starvalleybaseball.com. It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.